Tipping the scales into Libra, we are asked to look at the ways in which we show up for ourselves and the world that fulfill us every day. The full moon in Libra brings balance with the energy that all equal one, and that love is always the answer when true healing has begun. Are you ready to make a genuine intentional change? Welcome to the Magic is Messy podcast. Sisters and misters, witches and wizards, boys, girls, diamonds and pearls, freaks, geeks, and magical peeps, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to another rad episode of the Magic is Messy podcast. We're making a genuine intentional change is meant to be motherfucking messy. You hear me? Doobie dooey. All right. We are rocking and rolling into a full moon in Libra. But before I do that, as always, you know what's coming, don't ya? Some shout outs. Love me some shout outs. Let's start first with those that rock some tarot readings with me. Thank you so much, chickadees. I've got Amanda and Marissa and Allie, Fern, Megan, BC, Teresa, and Annie Banani. Thank you so much. Massive gratitude out to you for trusting me to do a tarot reading with thee. I'm absolutely honored and I absolutely love divination. So, rock on. If you want to schedule a reading with me, holla at your girl, magicismessy.com. Also, feel free to get a hold of me on IG or the FB or on Spotify or send me a message. You can get a hold of me anywhere that there is social media. So, a little love goes a long way. Seriously, thank you so much to all that reached out. To all of you that reached out and left stories for me on IG, Trinity Alyssa, Tenacious C, AK, Universal Wellbeing, Breathe with Kelsey, Karina, Meg, Lexi K, and Beatriz. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. High fives, good vibes through the airwaves. And to all the Spotify listeners that left me a little message, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the episode on Spotify, you can write what you dug about this episode. So thank you so much for doing that to Lou 5, to Trinity Sees Unity, Seaholt or Cholt 1982, Marcella, Sam, Venetia Phelan, Patty Lamarck, C. Ray, to Sticky. And yes, Sticky, you can use eggshell powder as exfoliant. Doobie-doo, doo-doo. And then major love to Tiago Abdallah. Thank you so much for your kind words. Maybe we are old friends. Maybe we know each other from past lives. But what I do know is that we are now new friends. So thank you so much for that. And you know, I just want to throw this down. A special shout out goes to a listener with the name beginning with Q for reminding me that not everyone enjoys what I do, or the ways that to myself I will always stay true, and that life is about balance. So for that, I thank you. And speaking of balance, what a beautiful segue. We are tipping the scales into a lunar eclipse in Libra. So how about a mini break for a happy dance? Yeah, let's happy dance because I'm happy. Jazz hands, clap. Boom. And if you need another reason to dance, all right, listen up, buttercups. If you need another reason to dance, we have our next full moon Zoom Boom on Monday, Moon Day, the day of the actual full moon, Moonday, March 25th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we will be doing a special eclipse-style fantasy journey visualization to make moves in your subconscious space through the art of pathworking. It is donation-based badassery and free to join for all of the witches and wizards, so sign up on the events page at magicismessy.com. Yeah? Rock on. So, let's get science-y for a moment. We're going to dive right into this lunar eclipse in Libra. Let's get science-y for a moment. She blinded me with science. Because I believe, take what you need, as always, take what you need and leave the rest, that without a little bit of science, you cannot practice the art of magic. Yeah? Dig it? So, when the Earth, Sun, and Moon are in perfect alignment, Yeah, dig it? It's like a hard reset on the current emotional cycles that we're going through. When a lunar eclipse happens, it is when the Earth, visualize this with me, when the Earth passes between the sun and the moon, casting a literal shadow, right? Every full moon, we have an Earth sandwich. And when the Earth casts a shadow, it symbolizes that the darker aspects of our lives are coming to light. And an eclipse allows us to acknowledge, confront, and release those darker aspects, or some people know them as the shadow, the things about us that we deem unlovable or the things that we actively run away from or ignore. And also, side bay, this eclipse is closing out a cycle that began in October of 2023. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. So think back to October 23. What were you going through? What were you putting into the world? What initiations and intentions were you setting? And how are we closing out that cycle right now during this eclipse season? Because as I mentioned, or have I mentioned it yet? Here we go. This cycle of eclipses, we are now in eclipse season. We start always, an eclipse season always starts with a lunar eclipse and then moves into a solar eclipse. And we are on the Libra Aries axis at this time. So the new moon in Aries is also going to have a solar eclipse, but we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But seeing that this eclipse is in the sign of Libra, the energetic vibe of this lunation will be in the vein of balance. It will be in the vein of justice, harmony, relationships, and matters of the heart. And listeners, if you know me at all, you know what is coming. Total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time, I was falling in love. Now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart. And I need you now tonight. I fucking need you more than ever. Love that song. One of my fave old school songs, and if you get that reference, then yes, we can be friends. Okay, dig it. Side bay, thank you, Bonnie Tyler, for that song, by the way. Side bay, tangent, did you know, fun fact, that song was originally meant for Meatloaf. Mr. Loaf, I presume? Yes, the very one, Meatloaf. So, little fun fact for you on the full moon eclipse of Libra. Okay, so eclipses are extremely powerful. Do I need to say that again? Eclipses are extremely powerful and meant to be kind of like a supercharged portal of change and shift and transformation. They can lead us to new understandings by reflecting all of our relationships back to us. Okay? And if relationships are like a mirror, let's just think about this for a moment. If relationships are like a mirror, what is being reflected back to you? What are you allowing to be? Chickadee, yeah? So check your friggity frequency. They can lead us to new alignment if we take intentional time for some introspection, yeah? Maybe doing the motherfucking work. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my game down, flip it, and reverse it. Is your woman dip and point day tube? Is your woman dip and point day tube? And also, another fun fact, if you did not know this, what she is saying right there, Missy Misdemeanor Elliot, what Missy Misdemeanor Elliot is saying right there is your woman up on YouTube is actually put your game down, flip it, and reverse it, reversed. So if you didn't know that, now you do. Boo. This work is going to center around the opposing energies of the full moon, which the sun is in Aries right now. Yeah, we're in Aries season. The sun is in Aries, which signifies our individual needs. Me. And the moon, the full moon, is in Libra, which acknowledges the needs of the collective. We. So me and we are working together during this lunar eclipse. So if we're looking at relationships, we're looking at we and the relationships that we hold with the collective, but also the person you show up as in those relationships, me, the boundaries you hold, the ways you show up in the world, right? The balance aspect comes even more powerfully into play. As we stand strong in our boundaries, I'm going to say it again, strong boundaries. By asserting what we need while also being aware of and taking into consideration the needs of others. That is where the balance comes from. Yeah? So what do we need? And how can we show up in our boundaries and stand strong in our power, witches and wizards? You always have power. but also taking into consideration the needs of the collective and the people around you. Now, as always, full moons are about letting go. But listen up, this one is going to be on some Elsa status, yo. Letting go of what's expired so that new things can transpire. Yes, during the celestial event and full moon celebration, you may find that a deeper look at your relationships, not just with others, but also with yourself, is being brightly illuminated in order to eliminate old patterns, habits, behaviors that may be toxic, unhealthy, imbalanced, hurtful, or hindering to your growth and evolution. So what or whom can be released that will create more clarity, harmony, and alignment in your life? Yeah? Let go of that old moldy cheese, babies. You don't need it anymore, so see you later, sucka, throwing you in the trash. The hot, trash, icky dumpster diving stuffs. And as I already mentioned, we are in the eclipse season. Yes, always starts with a lunar eclipse and then moves into a solar eclipse. So start the work now. Because we have another eclipse in the sign of Aries. And Aries is the initiator. It sets a major shift in motion because shift happens. So don't get caught in the crossfire with your pants down. Yeah? Do something with your damn self because, hey, listen up. Change is constant. And if you lean in, the bigger the win. Yeah? Yas queen? Yas king? Okay. Rock and roll. I think I covered everything I want to do about the energy, baby. So let's move into some high and low vibes of both Libra and Aries. Then we'll get into some altar correspondence. And then we'll rock and roll into some plugins and some rad rituals for you to take into your own personal practice. Yeah? Yeah. Okay? Okay. Boom shakalaka shaka khan. If we don't know already, all moons hit us equally. No matter what your sign, you'll feel the vibe. Yes, no matter what sign you are, your sun, your moon, your rising, whatever, your north node, anything about that. Whatever your birth chart says, it doesn't matter because you are going to feel the vibes of these moons equally to everyone else around you. Yeah? So no judgment, Judy. These vibes are an opportunity to see yourself and work on what you want to release in order to grow. Yeah? But also celebrate yourself, yo. So let's start with the high and low vibes of Aries. We are in the Aries sun season. On the low vibes of Aries, you are lacking compassion. Not you, but a low vibe of Aries is someone who lacks compassion, maybe not very patient, controlling, uncooperative, kind of immature at times. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, so it has kind of this temper tantrumpy vibe to it. Kind of, when things don't go their way, they're like, meh, I'm out of here. If you don't want to do it my way, I'm going to hit the highway. Highway. Life is a highway. I'm all ride it all night long. Gimme, yeah. If you're going my way. And Aries really likes it their way. So, a little bit of that. On the high vibes, though, of Aries, we have an energy that is extremely adventurous. A natural born leader. Kind of like a pioneer, like a starter, an initiator, a fire starter. They are intense, they are passionate, and they are ready to go. It's a crack, I'm back, and I'm hanging on the rooftop, shout it out. Baby, I'm ready to go. So, get ready to go. Ready to go into new vibes of yourself, new versions of who you show up as in the world during the Aries sun season. But to oppose that, we have the Libra high and low vibes, because the full moon is an earth sandwich. We are both working with the sun vibes and the moon vibes. So on the low end of Libra, we have an energy that is potentially indecisive, because if we're working with the scales, right, we weigh all of the decisions, but that could lead to indecisiveness and non-committal vibrations. Maybe some passive aggressiveness. So if you're passive aggressive, check it, chickity check that out. Someone who may be a people pleaser. Someone who has the please disease, or maybe the fawning. We have fight or flight, freeze, and now they've added fawn. So you overcompensate for people's disappointment, or you try to control people's energies by people pleasing or pleasing them and going with their flow rather than yours, don't you know? Someone who may be very procrastinatory or anxious, over analytical, as I mentioned, they weigh all of the options. So maybe someone who's not making a decision because there's so many decisions to make and it's over analysis paralysis. But on the higher vibrations of Libra, we have an energy that is very communicative, that is social and peaceful. Someone who's a great listener, right? Two ears, one mouth. You listen more than you talk. Someone who is relatable, empathetic, and acknowledges other people's perspectives. So check into both of those high and low vibes. Which ones do you yourself have, right? Do you throw temper tantrums when you don't get your way, baby? So, you know, check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself. Or are you indecisive? Are you a people pleaser? Releasing these old icky nasty vibes, these moldy oldie vibes that no longer serve you, Pikachu. Get rid of them beaches, okay? And then when you release those nasty icky energies that ain't nobody got time for that, then you can put new higher vibrations and energies in their place and work on initiating and setting intentions to become a better version of yourself and show up in the world in a new way, baby. All right? All right, all right, all right. Okay, dig it. The way that I look at this, Aries deals with who am I? And Libra is kind of like, who are you and how can we help each other to build the vibrations of the collective? Yeah, so sink into those vibrations during this full moon Libra eclipse. All right, so a couple more things, and then we'll rock into the altar. Libra's mantra is I relate, while Aries' mantra is I am. Libra is all about equality and acknowledgement and weighing out options before making decisions, where Aries is all about immediacy and effectiveness and making moves to get shit done, son. Libra is selfless and willing to go to bat for others to make sure they feel seen and acknowledged, where Aries is more selfish. Self-love is never selfish, P.S. But Aries is more selfish, that individual energy centered on own needs and desires. So don't forget that your needs and desires are extremely powerful and absolutely necessary. But also don't forget to see all of the perspectives and sides of the coin, the multifaceted diamond of the world, right? We can be in ourselves and bring our best self forward, but also don't forget to acknowledge the opinions and what other people are bringing to the table as well. That's the vibe of this full moon lunar eclipse. Libra rules the back and lumbar region, the lower back and lumbar region, the kidneys and the skin. And they're all about codependence, where Aries rules the head and they are all about independence. Libra is an air sign. Aries is a fire sign. And when you put them together, it creates more flame. I am Chid the Sloth, Lord of the Flame. Libra rules the heart chakra, which is all about joy and gratitude and love. And Aries rules the solar plexus chakra, which is all about power and vitality. Libra is ruled by Venus, the planet of beauty, where Aries is ruled by Mars, the planet of war. The war and the getting shit done. Yeah, the planet of making moves, baby booze. If you were to rock an altar, sisters and misters, witches and wizards, how would you do that? Well, let's get into some correspondence, shall we? Yes, we shall. If you wanted to use some colors for a Libra on your altar, you may choose dark blue, light blue, pastel purple, pink, or white. For Aries, red, orange, and yellow, the colors of fire. Some crystals for my crystal witches out there. Holla, holla at your girl. For Libra, you might choose lapis lazuli, which is a beautiful one for communication. Maybe you choose zebra jasper, which is a great one for balance. Black tourmaline for stability and power. Or blue agate for calm, love, and attracting some luck. Hey, TJ. What's up, Thomas Jefferson? Thomas Jefferson says, hi, everybody. If you want to choose some Aries crystals, you might choose carnelian, which is all about creativity and confidence. Maybe red jasper for grounding and protection. Quartz to magnetize and magnify all of that jazz. Tiger's eye for strength and relaxing the mind a bit. And pyrite, one of my faves, for power and enthusiasm. If you wanted to put some flowers on your altar, you for Libra, you might choose iris, orchid, ivy, or any color of roses. For Aries, tulip, thistle, and honeysuckle. If you want to utilize some herbs for these full moon and sun vibes, for Libra, you could choose juniper, anise, or orange blossom. For Aries, basil, cayenne, or ginger. If you want to rock some scents, if you want to diffuse some scents for these signs, for Libra, we have lavender, rose, and bergamot. For Aries, peppermint, rosemary, frankincense, and dragon's blood. Yes. If you want to drink some specific teas that correspond to these signs, for Libra, you would maybe choose some fruity, maybe some strawberry, or some chamomile, or maybe even lavender and honey. Maybe a lavender honey latte, baby. Do something with that. For Aries, maybe anything spicy. Maybe clove, cinnamon, or cardamom. Some symbols, if you wanted to utilize some specific symbols for these signs on your altar. For Libra, you have the scales, as we are weighing out all of the options, the scales. The infinity loop, right? What goes around comes around. You always get what you give. There's so many ways of saying that, but the infinity loop is a sign for that of Libra. Maybe heart, the heart, as it rules the heart chakra. Any pictures of friends? What about your friends? Will they stand their ground? Will they let you down? Hey. Little TLC, baby. Anything that symbolizes your lover or partnerships or relationships. Anything that symbolizes, you know, acknowledgement of a team that you may be on. If you are a part of a club or a coven or a group or a squad. Anything that symbolizes a team or anything that symbolizes your boundaries. Maybe writing down your boundaries, putting that on your full moon altar, and making sure that the universe knows exactly where you stand and exactly where your power is. Yes? Symbols for Aries might be the ram. Yeah, ram-a-lama ding dong. Chang chang, changity chang shabap. I don't know where that came from, but I thought it, so I said it. That's how these podcasts go. Thank you for the safe space to be myself. Yes? Some horns, fire, of course, swords for the tarot suit of swords, maybe red candles, or anything that symbolizes leadership. Anything that symbolizes your leadership or the leadership that you are stepping into. Or the robin might be a good symbol as well. If you wanted to throw some tarot cards onto your altar to symbolize these signs, for Libra, you might choose number 11 in the tarot, Justice. This card symbolizes karma, symbolizes the natural law of balance and fairness. And a question you might ask some prompskis might be, what deserves to be adjusted during this eclipse? For Aries, the card that you're going to choose is number 4. That of the Emperor. And number 4 symbolizes stability and structure and strategy, action and authority, self-dedication and devotion. And the prompt question that you might ask yourself for the Emperor is, what does your relationship with responsibility look and feel like? How about a couple more journal prompts? And then maybe even a tarot spread. Ooh, I'm feeling a little saucy. Let's do a tarot spread as well. Some journal prompts during this full moon lunar eclipse, also known as the worm moon, by the way. Some journal prompts are, how and where are you fulfilling both your needs and the needs of others, right? Me and we. Boundaries and giving and serving from a place of love and acknowledgement. Another one could be, how am I showing up in the world and how can I express myself more fully and authentically, right? That communication coming from the heart. Total eclipse of the heart, right? And the last one is, what relationships are ready to shift, change, or end? Or what relationships am I holding onto out of obligation, fear, or comfort? Yeah, get out of that comfort zone, yo. That's where growth happens. If you wanted to utilize or do a tarot spread for the full moon lunar eclipse, you might throw a card for what to release. Yeah? What to release right away. What to let go in order to allow peace and harmony to prosper. Maybe you want to throw down a card for what areas in your life need balance. And then also, on top of that, because I believe, take what you need, leave the rest, that tarot is always about action, action Jackson. Maybe you want to throw a card about, you know, what needs balance and what action step do I need to do? What do I need to do? How do I want to play ping pong with the universe? Because the language of the universe, I know this to be true. Take what you need, leave the rest, always. The language of the universe is inspired action. So what actions do you need to take to bring that balance back into your life? If you want to, maybe throw a card on your relationship with others and relationship with yourself, and then throw another card behind that about action steps to take for each of those. And I also, whenever I do a reading, I throw down a soul slap card. Your universal message of, yo, listen up, boo. This is what I need to tell you. Yeah? Okay. Cool. Coolio. How are some ways that you can plug in for the win during this lunar eclipse in Libra? Well, we can write down what we're releasing. Yeah? With every full moon, you can write down what you're releasing. But for this one, it's even more powerful because words, air, are Libra. And then if you burn that motherfucking note to the universe, burn it with intention, that signifies the energy of fire with Aries. So that's Aries and Libra put together. And trust what the universe unfolds for you, Pikachu, after you burn that. Baby, burn. Yeah? Trust what the universe unfolds for you. Yeah? All right. Okay, some things you can do, like, specifically for an eclipse, right? We're not just plugging into the vibes of Libra. We're plugging into the vibes of this very potent portal of change and transformation. Maybe you want to start doing what's known as the morning pages. If you've ever done the artist way, baby, the morning pages are meant to be like a stream of consciousness, kind of word vomit vibes, totally. Just to let the pen flow, you know? Could be nonsense, could be gold. But either way, it's a great way to free up space in your mind. Free your mind and the rest will follow. Be colorblind, don't be so shallow, right? It's a great way to segue into a meditation practice. So write like 2 to 3 pages, just seriously free write that shit, yeah? Free write the self-hating inner talk and get rid of it. Or whatever else is in your brain, just let it flow. Oh, kind of let it go. We're letting it go, Elsa status, but let it flow. Okay. It's, like I mentioned, a great way to segue into a meditation practice because a lot of the time during lunar eclipses, epiphanies and aha moments are simmering right underneath the surface. So aha, take on me. Yeah. All right. Maybe you want to recharge your evil eye. Yeah, if you have an evil eye pendant, if you have an evil eye necklace, if you have an evil eye anything, or you can actually draw one. If you don't have one, you can draw one. I actually personally have a rad one that I grabbed from the Grand Bazaar in Istanbul that was just transplanted to my new home, by the way. Just bought a house, babies. Thanks for all the rad vibes. Appreciate you. But if, like I said, you don't have one, you can draw one, or you can go grab some beads from a bead shop, make a necklace or a bracelet with intention and put that on your altar. But you want to recharge your evil eye because this is the season of illuminating peeps that may not have your best intentions in mind. Also, this is the season, being that it is a Libra full moon, the season of ex-lovers. So keep your eyes open and be vigilant with the energy that you are allowing around you or allowing back into your life. And in order to recharge or cleanse your evil eye, maybe you want to cleanse it with smoke. Maybe you want to run it under water or bathe it in moon water. This is, by the way, lunar eclipses, I hear both sides, but maybe not a very good time to charge your crystals or make moon water. Just throwing that down, take what you need, leave the rest. But maybe you want to run it underwater, place it in a bowl of salt for protection, or speak intentions of protection over it, into it, and return any bad vibes to sender. A little return to sender spell, right? To any that have cast negativity towards me, I return those vibes to sender by the power of 3. I am cloaked in protection and positivity. I will it to be so. I mote it be. Just a little spell, little incantation. Spells are powerful. Words are powerful. That's why they call it spelling. So just a little one for you. Recharge your evil eye. Another one you could do. Boo, I'm talking to you. Join the full moon Zoom boom. Yeah. Boom! Join it. It is on March 25th, the day of the actual full moon. Moonday, March 25th at 7 p.m. CST. It is free, baby. Donation-based for all the witches and wizards. And what we will be doing is a very special lunar eclipse pathworking fantasy journey to plug into your subconscious and release some shit and balance them scales. And yeah. I don't want to go too much into it because it's going to be rad. So I'll see you there. Yeah, be there or be square. Dig it. Another one you could do for Libra might be to reach out. I'll be there. Reach out to some of your peepsicles because this is the moon of relationships, partnerships, friendships. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. And maybe one of your friends has what you need. Maybe you want to communicate. Work with others. This is the opportunity to rock reflections of what you were allowing other people to reflect to you. Yeah? To mirror against you. Communication is key and it leads to true connections, yo. Gotta get yourself connected. The writing's on the wall. And if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall. Get together with a trusted friend. Get together with, your coven. Get together and do a ritual together. Acknowledge and witness the power you have separately, right? That's what you're reflecting back to each other is the power that you hold inherently. But also, what can you create together? There's power in that as well. As I always say during my new moon circles, the more power you have going into the intentions that you're throwing into the ether, the more boomerangs that you send up into the cosmos, the more powerfully it's going to come back to thee, baby. All right. So take that, take what you need, leave the rest. And then, of course, the last ritual I have for you during this time, because we are releasing ourselves of old moody relationships that are they're toxic. The patterns are just ick. You know, it's not right for you, boo. You know, it's not right. So you may want to cut some cords, or maybe you want to cut cords of ex-lovers. Tell me again that we'll be lovers and friends. You want to cut the cords of old lovers, old friends, old energies that may be hanging on to you. So here's what you gonna do. Number one, you're gonna ground yourself. Set your circle of protection. Right? Call in your elements, call in your directions, call in your energies, guides, deities, ancestors. And you might want to work with a couple deities that you might want to call in during this time of the lunar full moon eclipse. Maybe Veritas, the goddess of truth, Themis, the Greek goddess of justice, or Athena, the goddess of law and balance. Or do your own edumacation. Look up your own or call on whoever is coming to you, whoever's coming through for you. That would be amazing to start working with a new vibration during this portal of change and transformation. Yeah. And during this grounding, you might want to place your hand on your heart and start with some breath work into your heart chakra, opening up to activate it. Also wear green if called to, because green symbolizes the heart chakra. So ground yourself, set your circle, place your hand on your heart and breathe deeply to activate that chakra and get ready to pay attention. Pay attention. So number two is going to be pay attention and bring to mind any attachments that you wish to release. Any threads or cords that may connect you to those people, those energies, right? And while you do this, try to stay as neutral as possible, right? Yes, like the aha moments and the epiphanies are going to come up because they are simmering right under the surface as our shadow, as this activates a shadow, right? That's what the lunar eclipse is for, is to activate the shadow so that we can see you later, sucker, get rid of it. But try to keep your energy neutral. And if feelings of, ickiness or sadness, anger, rage, if they come up and if they arise within you, observe them, acknowledge them, feel into where they sit in your body, and then be willing to actively and intentionally let them go. Yes, we're feeling our way through things. You have to feel in order to heal. So feel your way through it. Try to keep those feelings neutral. If you start to get worked up, Buttercup, you have the power to bring yourself back to a neutral standard. Like, that's what the scales are all about. Yes, keep it neutral. Keep it balanced. Feel your way through it. Feel your way through the healing. Number three, you might want to visualize cutting. And once you feel that vibration, once you see those cords, once you really dig into and absolutely acknowledge those cords or threads or energetic connections, number three is to visualize cutting, untying, burning, severing, or breaking that cord. Visualize it. Allow the moon to illuminate it. Allow yourself to spiritually cut, sever, and release that cord from your body. Wherever it's simmering and sitting in your body, allow that cord to be cut with gratitude. And maybe you want to say something during this time. I sever and release what is no longer meant for me. I reclaim my power gratefully. By the power of three, I mote it be. You can say whatever you want during this time. You can, literally just have it come from your heart. As your hand is on your heart, let these words come from your heart and let yourself be present to the power of releasing energy from you that no longer serves you, hinders you, and is old and moldy and is ready to be released. Yes? Okay. Cool. Cut some motherfucking cords, boo. It's all up to you. During this lunar eclipse, this portal, this energetic transformation time, allow yourself to release what is no longer meant for the person it is that you are turning into, for the person you want to show up as in the world. Because what I know to be true is when you release energy, when you allow energy to be gone from thee, then you make room for better energy in its place, and you can allow the universe to give to you what is meant for you in the next version of yourself. So that is all I have for you, sisters, misters, witches, wizards, freaks, geeks, magical peeps, to all of the boys and girls and diamonds and pearls listening to these airwaves. I appreciate you. My gratitude goes out to you. Thank you so much for being a part of the Magic is Messy Collective. I truly hope to see you on the full moon Zoom boom. We have one every single month, so don't miss out. They are very, very, very important, potent, and powerful. And on top of that, we have some new things starting here for the new moon in Aries, as it is a new astrological year. So be attention, pay attention, look forward to the 1 year witch. Yeah, the 1 year witch, a woman intuitively taking care of herself. We are going to work together as a coven for 1 year, and we are going to make some moves, and we are going to work within our subconscious, and we are going to connect, we are going to thrive, we are going to vibe, and it is going to be badass. So pay attention for that. Be on the lookout. My name is Kitty. As always, I am honored. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you and all that you do. I wish you a beautiful lunar eclipse and full moon in Libra, and I will see you very, very soon. Mwah.